Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
27 to 11, Amanda Rando is with us. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. Plenty happening in the harness racing world. I thought we'll first have a little update on the World Driving Championship, which concluded last week in Sweden. Unfortunately for Toddy McCarthy, our Australian representative, he finished last, but he did very well. And against, you know, the world's top 12 drivers. The Netherlands won the series with Rick Ebnage. It was the first time he competed in it and the first time the Netherlands ever won the World Drivers' Championship. And, yeah, so that's all wrapped up. And they also had a conference over there in Sweden where all the bigwigs of harness racing met over there for the week. So plenty happening in Europe. Over back here at home on the driving front in New South Wales, I can release on behalf of Harness Racing New South Wales the drivers that have been selected for this year's Rising Stars Series. Now, the Rising Stars Series, Cozzy, has taken place for many years, and some of the drivers that have come through, like Chris Geary, Jack Traynor, Ellen Rickson, Matty Young, Lauren Tritton, they've all been part of this Young Rising Stars series. So I can announce Matty Young, she'll be back. She won the series last year, so she is the defending champion. The defending champion usually gets a run back. And she's not the only girl to take part in the series this year. We also have Cody Rockenberger from the Riverina, who's been selected, as well as Michaela Barnes, who drives out at Bathurst Way. And for the rest of them, we've also got Blake Micallef from the Riverina, from the Northwestern Hunter region. We've got Jack Halligan and Jake Hughes. We also have Jordan Seary from the metropolitan area. We have Josh Gallagher and Sean Grayling, and also from the Western Districts, we have Justin Reynolds, who competed in the series last year. So collectively, these young drivers have won over 430 races between them. So a pretty impressive bunch. You know, you've got the likes. Josh Gallagher has already driven over 80 winners, and he's only in his second season of driving. So even Jack Callaghan, he's returning quite a few wins, and he's only just started driving as well. So a really young, talented bunch. So that all kicks off, Cozzy, on June 25 at Menangle. They've got heats at Menangle. Then they go to Bathurst, then Penrith, Newcastle before the last heat, which takes place at Menangle on Breeders' Challenge final day. So that's Sunday, June 30. So it's a fantastic series, because not only do these drivers compete in these races, there's a lot of things that happen off the track as well, which is important. They receive media training. They have a session with our stewards here in New South Wales. They have a session with a sports psychologist as well. So it's very important, you know, the off the track things that happen as well that go with the actual driving, which is what they're the stars for. So I was happy to release that one. What else have I got for you, Cozzy? We've had, in terms of results over the weekend, we had more heats of the Alibi Breeders' Challenge at Newcastle on Friday. Prince Joy won a heat, Our Ultimate Julie and Leonidas won as well. So they're going through to the semi-finals in a couple of weeks at Menangle. At Menangle on Saturday night, we had the JD Watts Memorial, a Group 3 race, and Cash and Flo got the cash in that one. Rated a career best 150.6, which was huge. He was saved for one crack at them. And Luke McCarthy drove him. Luke just returned from holidaying over in Sweden, where he was supporting his younger brother Todd in that World Driving Championship. So Luke also landed winners at Newcastle on Friday night. So he jumped straight back in the gig and back into the winner's circle. Also, I have to mention, at Menangle Saturday night, Joe and Mary Rando, my parents, they trained the first four in the Metropolitan Trot, which was quite a remarkable feat. Yeah, I think the first four paid just under $1,500. So congratulations to anyone that backed it. I wish, Cozzy. I probably wouldn't be on air right now if I got that one. So
that's loyalty to mum and dad. That's loyalty.
Yeah. So, but yeah, special shout out to them as well.
They're right.
Look, coming up this week, Cozzy, we have more heats of the Alabar Breeders Challenge for the three-year-olds at Menangle tomorrow. Very exciting. We get to see Jillaby Nitro back here in New South Wales. The last time we saw him, he was devastating in the Gold Crown final out at Bathurst. So it'll be interesting to see how he's bounced back from his Australian Pacing Gold win. But yeah, really, some really top young horses going around there. And the following week, we've got more heats for the three-year-old Alabar Breeders Challenge at Menangle before we move into the semi-finals. And this Saturday night at Menangle, Cozzy, we've got the Group 3 Go Girlfriend Series final. It's a race for the mares that the Harness Breeders Association put together. And it's compiled of horses that have qualified from heats at Wagga, Bathurst, Penrith and Newcastle. So all the major regions. So that's always a good race. And then on Sunday, we have the TAB Carnival Cups at Peak Hill, which is the second last Carnival Cups meeting for this season. We've got one to go after that, which will be Cowra on June 23. And then it all wraps up for this season and then kicks off again traditionally with Yugowra on the October long weekend. So I'll have more news throughout the week about what's coming up. And but that's what we've had over the weekend and what to look forward to so far early in the week.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll get you back a little later on and take a look at Maitland for tonight.
Yes, looking forward to it.
It's 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.